Welcome to Falcon Cast, the official podcast of the Atlanta Falcons. I'm Matt Moore, next to Jay Adams and Reed Farron. And for the second consecutive week, this is the first place Falcon Cast, isn't that? I know it's almost getting comical now that 4-7 is ahead in the NFC South. The Falcons coming off a tough last-second loss to the Cleveland Browns in dramatic fashion. You know, I think the pundits have talked enough about the ending of that game. But that being said, as I said before, a chip and a chair. That's what we asked for. And we still are at the table, in my opinion. Or would you agree, Jay?
Yeah, somebody on Twitter earlier this week told me it was used that word. He was getting comical in the NFC South. And I replied, I said, well, as long as we're laughing in first place, that's all I really care about.
I like that someone said that we're leading the ACC Coastal. Anytime you can make fun of Georgia Tech during Georgia Tech Week, I like that tweet as well.
Hey, the week of Thanksgiving, I'm going to send my thank you to the Baltimore Ravens, knocking out the Saints Monday night, just giving extra motivation for this week. Although the Falcons, they've clearly admitted they weren't paying too much attention. They got to take care of their business. But hey, thanks, Ravens.
Yeah, absolutely. You can be thankful for that. As we are in the Thanksgiving week, we'd like to wish everyone, all the Falcon Cast viewers, happy Thanksgiving. I know we're all thankful for you. I know that, you know, that kind of sounds cheesy, but we definitely are. So we hope that as you find this Falcon Cast, you are having a happy, healthy Thanksgiving with you and yours. So that segueing into Reed, you pointed out on Twitter that the Falcons have a 37% chance of making the playoffs, while the Saints have a 49% chance. Not really sure after how they're simulating these games.
They might have been playing Madden and just ran a bunch of season simulations, but that's how they referred to it. Season simulations, the percentages of 37% for the Falcons. Again, but the guys have been very clear. Coach Smith has been very clear. And back to the Matt Ryan thing, what he learned from the Navy SEALs. Worry about what you can, the 3 feet in front of you. Let's take care of business Sunday against Arizona.
Jay, would you your thoughts on the final games as this division shapes up?
Yeah, I mean, I think part of the reason why you see the Saints being a more likely entrant into the NFL postseason is because of the remaining schedule for the Falcons. The Falcons have the second toughest remaining schedule in the NFL right now. And, you know, the combined record here between the rest of the opponents is 31-50. But, you know, I know that doesn't sound too impressive, but keep in mind that the Saints and the Panthers are on the bookend of this schedule. In between that, you've got Green Bay, Pittsburgh, and Arizona, who seem to be playing some pretty good football.
Yeah, and as you said, the Falcons have the second toughest remaining schedule in the NFL. Thanks for digging that up, Jay, for sure. And but let's get, you know, as Coach says, let's in 24-hour rule. It's been 24 hours since that Browns game, and as you like, you said, Matt Ryan, focus on what's in front of you. Let's move on to the Cardinals, and you might want to focus on the Cardinals because they're playing some big boy football. Jay, you and I were in Arizona last year, and I think that game is one of the more physical teams I've seen, really just, really threw the Falcons around a little bit. I mean, it was a dominant performance what they did last year. Different team, but they're doing that to a lot of teams this year, aren't they?
Yeah, they are, and a lot of that comes from their defense. Their defense is, clearly one of the best in the league. A lot of playmakers on that side, and even without, you know, a couple of guys that they have relied on in the past, Darnell Dockett, John Abraham, not with the team right now, as both are injured, but, I mean, it's really amazing to see this team kind of maybe, overproduce, maybe a bit of overachieving done by the Cardinals. I think they're a very good football team that is really believing in themselves right now, very confident football team, makes them a very dangerous football team.
Yeah, and, you know, you mentioned them being out with some key guys. Carson Palmer, their starting quarterback, is lost for the year. Here comes Drew Stanton. So, you know, the average fan, me included, Drew Stanton, he's playing the Detroit Lions. I think, you know, Lions should probably have a good chance. You click your phone on, next thing you know, it's 14-0. Drew Stanton's thrown 14 points. They really do have the next man up mentality, Reed, and you know, in that Bruce Arians offense and team. It really is a team. That is a definition of a team that's coming in here.
Yeah, and I asked Kamal about that, obviously, facing Stanton. And he said, listen, if you're in this league, you're good. You're there for a reason. Mm-hmm. You're put in that spot. He stepped in for Carson Palmer and has helped lead the team. Larry Fitzgerald's still questionable, waiting to see if he's going to play this week with the knee injury. So, but again, the guys are real focused on doing what they can do, watching film, studying, sure, the Cardinals' tendencies, but more so worrying about their productivity and translating the work on the practice field this week to the Georgia Dome on Sunday.
And it really is, like you said, Dwight Lowry, I heard him say, no one's feeling sorry for you.
No.
Because if you start feeling sorry for yourself, there's an NFL team coming in here that's not going to feel sorry for you. And so, you know, it really is about putting that behind you and getting ready for the next one. It almost is, you know, kind of look your. I heard Matt Ryan say this to the team, look yourself in the mirror, come to practice, you know, during this week, and find out what you have to do to make this team better.
Yeah, and there are plenty of veterans in this locker room that can really help the Falcons stay in that mindset that they need to be in. And you're getting a big one back this week, hopefully, in William Moore. You know, safety William Moore is supposed to be back.
I'm thankful.
He's eligible.
That.
Yeah. He's eligible to return. He's going to be putting the pads on and practice and kind of getting back to it. So, eligible to return on Sunday. That's a big storyline for the Falcons. Getting that defensive leadership back, I think, could go a long way, especially, you know, when you talk about kind of how games, with the Falcons have come down to the last few minutes. I think that leadership kind of helps on defense.
I'm really glad you brought that up, Jay. That's a great point because, Reed, I know you're in the locker room a lot, as you are too, Jay, more than I am. But when I'm in there, I see how the young guys look up to William Moore as in the secondary. It's going to be nice to have that leadership back there, isn't it?
Yeah, when he went down with the injury, you saw the secondary breaking out T-shirts, wearing William Moore, his face, his jersey number, and the, you know, William Moore's always ready mentality. And they've bought into that. And, Jay, you wrote a couple weeks ago, it was unbelievable. Just the mood that he's been in the locker room, smiles, the energy during this rehab and recovery. Yeah, it's been killing him to be off the field, but he hasn't shown that in the locker room. He's continued to pour in wisdom, energy, insight to his fellow teammates, including Kamal and the other safeties who have really stepped up.
That's a great point, is just how those safeties have stepped up in William Moore's absence. Kamal's got 4 interceptions on the year, 1 in each of the past 3 games. Desmond Southward, the rookie, got his first interception last week against the Browns. I mean, these guys have come in and played some very good football. The question is now, William Moore comes back in, what do you do with these guys? Because you got to feel like you got to get Kamal on the field. I wouldn't be surprised to see some more 3 safety sets. Mm-hmm. We've seen the Falcons run those a little bit this year before William Moore went down. I think you could see that again as we get William Moore back and he gets his legs under him.
One more thing before we break with Bosak. You know, with this Cardinals team, I think I hate this word because I hear it so much now. I think about a nickel for every time I heard the word explosive in the past few years. Have a nice savings account. But the Cardinals are that. They have some home run hitters, don't they, with Andre Ellington, Floyd, Brown, kid from Pittsburgh State. You've got to make sure you tackle and make sure you keep things in front of you and play fundamentally.
And that's been a big problem for the Falcons this year is limiting those explosive plays, limiting those home runs. And, you know, you saw it against the Browns. I mean, Isaiah Crowell, you had a couple of chances to bring him down before he went into the end zone. It didn't happen. You got to find ways to fix those things because it's not like high school or peewee football. You don't go back out to practice and get full pads and you do tackling Oklahoma drills. You know, that's not how the NFL works. So it's really just a matter of getting back to some fundamentals and taking the mental reps to make sure that you're in the right spots. But you've got to do that against this team because they can really hurt you with some big plays.
Yeah, and Smitty said Monday, I asked him about Andre Ellington. He's got the same amount of receptions, I believe, as Larry Fitzgerald in the season.
Yep.
And his big play ability, his explosive ability. So talked to the guys in the locker room, too. They're well aware of these big play guys, including the rookie, John Brown. So it's attention to detail, going to be called upon this week. And by the sounds of it, and just talking to the guys, they're ready for the challenge.
All right, so last week before we break, we did a break with Bosak. He's running our board right now. And he asked us what Falcon we'd want to have a beer with, beer or soda with, you know. And there was I think we had some good answers, but we asked the fans to tweet in. We're going to give a fan a prize for the best one. So let's look at a few of those real quick, if you don't mind. Put that up there for me. All right, how about this one? Let's say I'd pick OC for the beer under one stipulation. I get to try on Super Bowl rings. That's good. That's good. Reed, you take this one.
Yeah, Falconcast would rather have a beer with Harry Douglas and get to know the real secret behind at Secret Deodorant. Which secret favorite? Great tweet. That's
pretty good.
Yeah, have this one.
Brendan would like to have a beer with Croy Bierman because his wife would like it.
Oh, come on, man. Make your own decisions, Brendan. That's awesome. All right. Oh, look at this one. This is my favorite one that we got.
Yeah.
I'd like to have a beer with this Bosec dude. When I first read that, I'm like, oh, that's hilarious. They want it. And then I was like, wait a sec. Is that your dad's Twitter account? And and we're also giving him a free plug for Jim Spirit Wear.
Yeah.
That's right.
So there you go.
Bosec, explain this.
Jim Spirit Wear, it's my dad. He watches, I guess he's a big fan of the show.
What's up, Jim?
I wanted to chime in, and I guess he thinks I'm a player on the Falcons.
All right, so Jim, we just gave you a free plug. So
Jim Spirit Wear.
How about making us some Falconcast shirts? What do you say, Jim? Huh?
Yeah,
there
Jim,
we go. We need those.
Some Falconcast custom-made gear there. That'd be good.
Hey, right? Speaking of dads, my dad, Jerry, avid watcher of the Falconcast, told me his because he's not on the Twitter.
You gotta get Jerry on
don't
Twitter.
I don't know that we need to do that. I don't know that we need to do that. But he would like to have a beer with Terry Rubisky and Brian Cox. So, coaches, if we can make that happen, you know my father. And,
yeah,
and those three together would be.
I'd join in on that. That'd
be a bit of a hoot.
All right, so I'm as much as I'd love to give the prize to Jim Spirit Wear, I think we'll go to the Secret Deodorant one. What do you guys think?
There you go.
Agreed.
So, congratulations. That's pretty funny that you got Secret Deodorant to favorite a tweet. You do that, you win.
Harry's still trying to get that endorsement deal too. So.
Oh, I know. Every time I interview him, he tries to plug it.
So he'll be happy. We'll tell him that we mention it here.
Which, by the way, can we go like Truth Network here? Have you ever used the Secret Deodorant? I've had to. I've been like last resort.
Yeah,
and I had to go with it.
More as a last resort.
Oh, it's awful.
I as well suffer from sensitive armpits. So, Harry, I understand your frustrations here. But I found a brand that I enjoy very well.
Yeah, I agree.
That is not Secret.
Sorry. Yeah, it's all Harry.
Reed's been quiet over there.
I'll admit, I've tried my wife's once, twice. That's about it. But no,
tell me about your sweating habits with the hashtag sensitive armpits.
All right, break with Bosec. What do you got for us today, Brian?
All right, if you guys could if you could relive any sports moment that you witnessed on TV or in real life, this time you'd relive it in person, which sports moment would you relive?
That's a good question.
It's a great question.
So would I can be my age now and go relive it?
Correct.
Man, I might want to go to 1980.
That'd be the Dogs.
Technically, I was born. They won the national champion. I can't believe I haven't witnessed that, you know, kind of being a fan and being an alumni. But I will say this too, 91 World Series was amazing here. The city was, it was pretty special. And I got to go to a game or two with my dad. And if I could do that again, that was pretty cool. So that was nice. That would be fun.
That was very good.
Yeah.
For me, I grew up a Buffalo Bills fan in Western New York. And
you almost went and shoveled some snow, right?
Hey, $10 an hour, not bad. So I grew up there and was a Bills fan growing up until the day I got hired here. And back when the Bills were on their playoff runs, you know, that wild card game against the Houston Oilers, the comeback game, I can't remember how old I was, maybe 14, 15, and I was at home and turned it off. Because it was just so out of hand. After the Oilers scored in the third quarter, turned it off, went and did some, played the Super Nintendo. You remember the Super Nintendo. Bosec doesn't know what Super Nintendo
F-Zero was. I
was a Genesis guy.
Nintendo 64.
Yeah.
Get out of here. So I would go back and relive that because I, first of all, didn't watch the entire game. Yeah. And what an atmosphere that must have been. I heard that actually there were a lot of people who left what it was then Rich Stadium, and they heard that it was the Bills were starting to come back, and so they tried to get back into the stadium. They were climbing the fences to get
back.
That's
awesome.
It was pretty cool.
I love stories like that.
Going back to our childhood days, I grew up born and raised in Minnesota, so grew up a diehard Vikings fan. 1998, Randy Moss, rookie year. We go, you know, the Cowboys play on Thanksgiving every year. We go into Dallas, and Moss just torched the secondary of the Cowboys, and we came away with the win. That was followed by the, you know, the post game Turkey Bowl outside in the snow. We get a lot of it in Minnesota, so priceless memory.
That's cool. Until they came and lost to the Falcons in the division. I'm just kidding. Sorry about that.
Hey, we're all on the same.
What do you got, Bosek? What else you got for us on break with Bosek?
Thanksgiving related. It's Thanksgiving week. It's Thanksgiving Day. And I would like to know, what's your favorite thing to eat on Thanksgiving?
Reed, you start.
My mom cooks a killer green bean casserole.
Mm. Nice. Nice.
What do you got, Jay?
That's stuffing. Carb junkie.
I like some stuffing, too. I like a good some good collard greens if they're made right. That's probably my favorite. So on that. What about you, Bosek? What's your favorite thing to eat on Thanksgiving?
I have to be dumplings.
Dumplings?
Such a northern thing, man. What is,
who has dumplings
on Thanksgiving?
Czechoslovakian family. I'm 50% Czech. Okay. Call ourselves Czech.
Hey, Jim Sportswear, get this right, man. What are you doing eating dumplings? Jim's
better yet, send us down some dumplings. Can we get some dumplings in the mail?
Fantastic. And all being said, I do like a good dumpling. But
golly, that's that'd be good with some gravy. Do you use gravy?
I do use gravy.
Nice.
Attaboy. Anything else you got for us, Bosek?
I'll let you guys keep doing your thing.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
All right. Why don't we throw this out there, because we're thankful for you. So we'll give another prize away. Send us a picture of your Thanksgiving plate. We want it to be the word would be impressive, incredible. Impress us with your Thanksgiving plate. Use the hashtag FalconCast. Best plate, we'll send you a prize. How's that? What do you think?
Sounds good.
First trip through, first plate, perfect.
Yeah. I mean, you know, get it going.
I want Reed to look at the plate and say, oh my God.
All right, so picks real quick. Last week, man, for a minute there, I was feeling good with my Devonta Freeman pick. Jay, who did you have?
Yeah, I don't even remember.
But you didn't win.
Steven Jackson.
Steven Jackson. That's right. We both had running backs. And Reed, the winner, you had Julio Jones.
Julio, 5 grabs, 68
yards. What do the standings look like now here, Bosek?
It's a touchdown.
Oh, wow. It's getting close. 5-4 and peace sign. I'm still mathematically alive in this. I got to make a run. All right, so who you have the honors.
I'm going to go in the secondary. I'm going to go with Dwight Lowry. Talk to him this week. Again, focused. And again, if you haven't seen the movie Apocalypto, watch it. It reminds me of Dwight Lowry, just warrior mentality. And he said he's going to watch it. So I'm going with Lowry.
So you not only did you talk to Dwight Lowry, you gave him a movie recommendation.
Absolutely. And he thanked me for it. You know, he talked about his face paint that he wears, and he gives him a warrior mentality. I said, wait, have you seen the movie Apocalypto? You look like Jaguar Paw. And it's fine.
Jaguar Paw.
Yeah.
All right. So when he does something, one of you guys has to tweet something about the hashtag Jaguar Paw.
Done.
Yeah, I'm done.
This is all on Reed.
You seen this movie?
Yeah, it's a great movie.
Yeah, I haven't seen it.
Oh, you got to check it out. It's a good movie. All
right.
It's a good movie.
Well, I might, yeah. We'll check it out. What do you got?
Yeah, I got to get back on the winning pony here, so I'm going to go with the old safe bet and say Julio Jones. I understand that this Arizona defense is very good. They've got a great secondary. Hoping that Julio can pull one out for me, though.
So if I pick Jake Matthews, is that a – I mean, how are we judging how that goes?
We're going to have to watch some film if you're going to pick Jake.
I'm going Jake Matthews.
Okay.
He's going to keep –
And by we, I mean you.
Sleeper.
Or Bosek. Bosek's going to have to watch the film.
Line. This is a ferocious line, and you got to keep Matt upright.
So factor in sacks allowed or prevented, obviously.
Yeah.
Rushing yards.
So Bosek's going to have to be the judge of this. You got to watch the tape and tell us whether Jake Matthews was better than our two picks. Yeah.
Jaguar Paw.
Jaguar Paw and Julio.
Unbelievable.
You got it?
Got it.
All right.
That's awesome.
You won't laugh after you watch the movie. I'm telling you,
it's a great movie.
All right, well, now I'm gonna have to watch a movie with a guy named Jaguar Paul in it. So there we go. All right, well, this has been a fun Falcon Cast. Thanks to everyone for submitting. We appreciate you watching it. There we go. That's what we. There we go. Happy Thanksgiving to everyone out there. We really do. We really do appreciate you. We are thankful for you, and thankful to be able to do this. And we really do wish you a happy, healthy time with your family. And if you can't be with your family, hey, we'll be your family, your FalconCast family.
Happy and a healthy.
Yeah, happy and a healthy. And hey, let's come back next week victorious.
Okay.
All right? That's the key. We got to be victorious. Idea. All right?
Let's, I'm going to do this very original paper toss thing.
All right. Oh, there it goes. Take us out right there, Bostic. Oh. Fade to black.